We are learning Mesechtas Erevim Da Chavav Amabez, and we are beginning the bottom Chavav Amra Aleph. In the Mishnah, it said three things Rav Eloi said b'shem Rav Eliezer, and Loi Matasi Chavar, it says, and I didn't find anyone else that held like that. The first one was that Kafir could be bigger as base core. We don't pass on that. The second case was like this. Second case in our Mishnah was that we had a chotzer with a bunch of houses. Halacha is you need an Erev Chatzer in order to be able to carry from the chotzer to the house and the house to the chotzer. You need a bind, you need someone to unite them, you take an Erev. One guy forgot to be part of the Erev. On Shabbos, they told him, well, you're not part of the Erev, what are we going to do? So he's going to vatel his reshus in the chotzer to the other guys. And the question was, are you allowed to carry from his house to the chotzer? So Rabbi Eliezer said, he can't carry from his house to the chotzer because it looks like it's taking back his reshus. But everyone else could carry from his house to the chotzer. That's what he said. So it sounds what? Oh, very good. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer obviously holds, that when you vatel your chotzer, you vatel your house also. You vatel everything to them. That's what it sounds like. And if you learn chotzer, you chavet to that. So zok the gemara. V'chein shemati mimenu anchi chotzer shocherech avla iriv beisai oser for him, but for them it's mutter. Right, the Gemara Kasha about the Naru, the Mishnah, the opposite. Basically, also lohoitzi v'lahachnes loy v'lahem. Everyone's also take out of his house, not only him, because of a gzerian to take it back. Everyone's also take it back and forth from his house. So it's a steer to our Mishnah. To our Leizer, Teretz is partial. One's Rav Leizer, one's not. That's more than an answer. So it's a steer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that everyone else could take from his house. Here it says no one could take from his house. Loy v'lahem, both of them can't take from his house. Amar Rav Huna Brei, Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshes, like Kasha. Ha Rabbi Lezer, ha Rabbanon. One, the Mishnah by us is Rabbi Loi b'shem Rabbi Lezer, and the other ones are Rabbanon. And the Gemara explains the machlokes. Because Timtzu Loimar, when you ma'ayin in it, you'll know the machlokes is like this. A different Rabbi Lezer, why can other people carry from the house, his house to the chaser? Because Mavato Rishus Chatzeroi, when he gives away his bailas, his ownership in the chaser, Rishus Beis Bitel, he also gave away his ownership in his house. And therefore, it all belongs to the whole group, not to him anymore. L'Rabbanan, Vatav Shush Chatzer, Rishus Beis Lebitel. He owns his house. If he owns his house is Shush Yachid, he can't bring it to the Rabbim, to the I think it belongs to everyone. If he can't carry from his house. That's Bir Machlek is, Rabbi Dez Rabbanan, if you Mavatal your house as well.
So why, according to Belezer, could he use his own house?
He can't.
He
can't carry from his house. He can't carry. Using is, I don't mean, using is like using someone else's house. But if you start carrying from there to there, you're making it like a bailus. That shows like it's my thing. So talking about pshita. So Mar says it's pashut. What was the whole thing? This is Rav Sheshes talking. Rav Sheshes. He says when you ma'ayin, this is the machlekes. Pshita. Obviously that's the machlekes. Well, what's the chiddush? He's saying this hesber to bring out a new point. It's the game for a different case. There were five people who were one chatzer. One person forgot, didn't make an erev. According to Rabbi Eliezer, when he's vatal reshus, he doesn't have to vatal for every single person. He could just be mevatel to one person, and we assume that means to everyone. According to Rabbanon, you have to vatel for every single person. What's the pshat? Rabbi Eliezer holds me, vatel your chotzi, vatel your bayis. Why? Because he's mevatel ba'ayin yofa. He's mevatel in a generous way. So it's vatel generous way, same thing. Mevatel to one person, I mean everyone. The other man, the Amar Rabbanon hold, you only vatel your chotzer. He's not so generous. So therefore, you have to say, by the way, I'm vatel to every single guy here. If you just say I'm vatel to him, it's not enough. You have to vatel every single one. Now, what would be wrong when we vatel to one person? Rashi asks this question. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and I have to vatel to every single one. What I vatel to Reuven, what's wrong? Reuven has Erev. So if Reuven has Erev, so then, once that's Reuven's thing, everything is included. So Rashi answers, because since he didn't know about this new property before Shabbos, therefore, he didn't mean to make an Erev on that either. So it only goes to Reuven, it's a problem. If I give it to every one person, that alone is like Erev, I'm giving it to everyone. But, only give it to one person, since he didn't know about it before Shabbos, it won't help. So we're saying, another Mechlekes of Lezer and Rabbanon is, if you have to vow it to every single person. So tomorrow, command Oslo, Who is this following brisa going like? Hodatanya says in the brisa, Chamisha, Cheshurim Chatzah Echad. Five people are one Chatzah. Shachakam Emel Eirev. One person forgot and didn't make Eirev. When you're Vatel, you're Shush, you don't have to every single person. Come on, Rabbi Eliezer. Who's that like? That's like Rabbi Eliezer. Because it says you don't have to everyone. That's Mamashak Eliezer. Rav Kahana Master Hachi. This whole thing we learned is Rav Kahana's version of the Shaka Vataria. Rav Tavyoimi Master Hachi. Rav Tavyoimi is the Mimasna that Rav Sheshis alone, the one who said Kishtim Shalomer, he is the one himself who brought down this Brisa as a Raya, and that's the Bia Machakis Blazer Rabbanon. Rav Tavyoimi Master Hachi. Kaman Ozla Hodatanya, who's just following Brisa going like, Hey Shiruim Vachotzer Echad, Vashach Echamem Leirev, five people on a Chotzer, and one of them forgot to make Erev, Kushim Vatal, Rashusin is Vatal, Rashus. You don't have to battle to each one. Keman, who is that like? Omer Rav Huna by Yehuda, Omer Rav Sheshes, Keman Krav Eliezer. In this version of the case, it's Rav Sheshes himself who said, the Bir HaMachlekes, he's the one who said that it's going like Rav Eliezer. So Agav, I just want to speak at the Tosfos Rosh, not that it's good tarots, but the Gemara said, Kishtim Shalom, Shem Nochlem, where's the Pshita? We know it's Machlekes. So what do we add on by saying that it's an afkamina for this? But still, if we know what a machlekes is, ayin yaf or not, so what's the thing? So Tosfos Rosh asked the kasha, and ayin shom. But you can say, pshat is that, Kshim Tzalayim just says that the machlekes is Vatel's house also. We're taking a step further, we're saying it's ayin yaf, legavi everything. That's why we're saying that if you think about it, Rav Sheshes was machadish or something by telling us that Tali machlekes, ayin yaf, ayin ra, and therefore has other nafkaminas also. And the other nafkamina is if you have to Vatel to each one personally. So we're going to go now to the next step. What Omer Papa Abaya? Lir Rabbi Eliezer. What happens for Rabbi Eliezer? He Omer Loim Vatlina. He says, talking about now the Shaila, if you invite your house also. We said Rabbi Eliezer holds, you invite your chutz, you invite your house also. According to Rabbanon, you are not. What happens for Rabbi Eliezer? He says, by the way, I'm invite my chutz, I don't want to invite my house. Do you listen to him or not? The Gemara will explain the Shaila. Lir Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Loim Vatlina. The Rabbanon, the Omer Vatlina, if you're Rabbanon, the opposite case. He says, I want to invite my house also. Does it work or not? The Gemara explains, my time at the Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason Rabbi Eliezer should look Savar? Because he holds him about the Rosh Chatzeroy, Rosh Chatzeroy, is a Pshat, because he holds Ayin Yafa, and he does it generously, and therefore, since he's in Vatas, Rosh Chatzeroy, Rosh Chatzeroy, Vahai, Oimer, and this person saying, I know Limatina, I don't want to invite it. It doesn't work. On Dilma, time of Eliezer has a different reason, not like Rav Sheshes. Time of Eliezer, Meshum, the bias blei chotzo le'avidi inish the diary. Maybe Pshat and Eliezer is a different Pshat. That when a person vatel his chotzer, then automatically he's vatel his house. Because a person doesn't live in a house without a chotzer, he needs a front yard. And therefore, it's automatically not even called a dira. It's not even called a dira without a chotzer. It's not called a house without a chotzer. He can't do that. He can't separate the two. Maybe that's Pshat and Eliezer. And then therefore, Afagav Doma Darina, even if he says I want to live there, Lav Klum Kamar, it doesn't work. So it's a tutstad, I'm not sure. Either Pshat is Ayin Yafa, therefore if he says I'm not being Ayin Yafa, it doesn't work. Or there's a lumdus in it. But there's no such thing as a house without a chotzer.
So if he says it's not doing it, it doesn't work, or it's automatically?
What? It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, if he says I'm not doing it, because it's automatically. That's a tutstad. But Rabbanon, you could say also, Yom Vatin, he says I want to battle a house. My time there Rabbanon. What's the Rabbanon? So the Kesavra Mavato Roshos Chatzer, which is basically Bittel, is a Pshat is because he always is not generous. But high Omer, here he's saying, I want to be generous, but I want to be Vatel my house. On Dilma, time there Rabbanon, which is like, Ovid Inish to Mesalak Nafshi, like Gamri, Yabayas, and Chatzer. A person does not leave himself with nothing. We're at a house and a Chatzer. Vahavik Oyrok Gabayr, when he becomes a guest. Vahai Ki Omer Vatlino, and he's saying Mavatel now, Lavko Kamine. It's like Batla Daitai, Rashi says. It's like Batla Daitai, it's called Adam. And only Vatel Chatzer. So maybe it doesn't work to vatel the house. Amalei answered, no, Ben Rabban Eliezer, keeping the gali right the gali. If he says that he specifies, then Avada goes like he said. Because Avada Pshat is because they're generous and not generous. And if he says, I want to vatel my house, according to Rabbanon, it works. According to Eliezer, says, I don't want to vatel my house, it works. Because everything's totally in, if he's generous or not. So of course, if he speaks it out, that he doesn't want to do it, it does not work. So they could. They can't carry from the house. The vatel is shush in the chotzer, so then he doesn't have a shush in the chotzer, there's no problem. But he can't carry from the house to the chotzer or from the chotzer to the house.
No, but number five.
Not on the pot. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, everyone can carry besides for him. He can't carry from his house to the chotzer. Why not? Because it looks like he's taking back his bialis in his house. So coming out, a kapanim, the chotzer of Eliezer, Rabbanon is, if someone makes bittel, is stam, if he doesn't say anything, is he vatal the house also or not? So chotzer is ayin yafa or not? If it's generous or not? But if he speaks out, then he could be vatal his house also. And then afkamina, if it's vatal his house or not, this could other people carry from his house to the chotzer. The last thing Rabbi Eliezer probably has is that I can use a certain type of food for maror. You're allowed to use a karbalim for maror. Maya karbalim. What's a tzvasa charizaisa? Rashi says it means a certain vine that grows around a palm tree. It says siv ova hagodol sava dekav nicher chwa'ilu b'kulu v'kvarim. It's like a lulav, like a vine that grows around it. That he held was kosher for Mar. And no one agreed to him. Now Tosfos speaks out that it's very shver to say it's Rashi's pshat. It means this thing that grows around the palm tree. Because we know Mar has to be a type of vegetable. And this is not a vegetable, it's a fruit. So therefore Tosfos has a different pshat. But some answer Rashi that this is a vegetable that wraps itself around the palm tree. That's what we're talking about. But al-Kapanim, we were not masking him to this, and therefore he cannot use this for Mar. Hardun Allah oisin pasim bli nada. For those that finished. Okay, weiter. Next parak. This parak, if you met Shem, this parak get a little break from like the hard Erevin sugis for the first few blat of the most of the parak. The first few blat of parak. Then the end of the parak gets a little bit more Erevin dick with the Tchumim and Shvisa. But the first few blat are a little lighter than the rest of Erevin. Zok the Mishnah. Bachol ma'arvin u'mishtatvim chuzum mayim melech. You're allowed to use for Erev and you're allowed to use for Shitav all foods besides for water and salt. Now, what does it mean, Ma'arvin? So Rashi says it means Eruvi Chetzeris V'Tchumim. Eruvi Chetzeris, we know what that means. It means that you have a bunch of houses in a chotze, you need someone to unite them. So you take a food and you put it into one's house. Then everyone gets united in that house, that becomes their place because the food is there. It has to be a chashav food. It can't be water or salt, which is not a chashav food. And in other cases, Erev Tchumim, which means when you put Erev of 2,000 amas away, and that becomes Yimakum Shvisa, and you get 2,000 amas every direction of that Erev. And Shitav means Shitav Mavoyas. It's an Erev of Mavoyas, not of Chatzeris, of Mavoyas, of streets. Now, Taisa says the Ma'arvim can't mean Erev Chatzeris, because Taisa says that Erev Chatzeris always has to be passed. That's what we always use matzahs in these days. Everyone has a box of matzahs, because you're supposed to use passed bread. You're not supposed to use anything else. Different sense of B'chol Ma'arvin. So Taisa says Ma'arvin only means Erev Tchumim and not Erev Chatzeris. But Rashi learns B'chol Ma'arvin means Erev Chatzeris. So the Mishnah Nochamal says B'chol Ma'arvin Meshtatim Chutz Min Amayim O'Melech. That's the Gavi Erev and Shitav. You use all foods besides water and salt. V'akol Nikach B'Kesef Meiser. You're allowed to buy everything with Kesef Meiser. Kesef Meiser is Meiser Sheni, is the Meiser you take off on the third year, every year from your... You have to bring up your shlaim. What? My sister is the first two years. It's my sister Shani, as I said, yeah. My sister the first 2 years, and you have to take that off and bring it up to Eretz Yisrael. You have to bring that up to Eretz Yisrael, so sometimes it's too heavy, so what do? You transfer into money, and you bring the money up to Yerushalayim. You bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and you're allowed to buy things there, but you can't buy everything you want. You only can buy food that's the right type of food, and that excludes chutzur mayim amelach. Then we'll talk about it more in chavzayim off on the bottom, which type of foods. Chutzur mayim amelach. So it's for water and salt. But noidim and amazon, someone says, I'm not going to eat any mazon, makes a neder, mutu mayim amelach, because mayim amelach, again, salt and water are not, don't give sustenance, they're not very filling, they're not very nutritional, and therefore, you're allowed to eat them. That doesn't go into the, it's a neder of mazon. What about making him an Erev for Nazir B'yayin? Look, as a Nazir made an edit, he can't drink wine. Could he make an Erev out of wine? Ma'arvim L'Nazir B'yayin, he could do it. What's the pshat? Because since it's right for someone else, it's called food, it's good enough. Well, the Yisrael but Chuma. Yisrael also could use Chuma for Erev, even though he can't eat Chuma, only Kayim, it's good enough. Sumchus argues on the Chuma. Sumchus on the Chulun, has with Dafka Chulun. Why don't he argue on Nazir? The Gemara will talk about that. Another halacha. This is Stam of Mishnah talking, not Rav Yud, not Sumchis. But Lekoyin Beis HaPras. A Koyin is allowed to make an Erev in a Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras is a place that Midrabanan is a Tamidig, a place a Koyin can go there. But there's a way to go. He could blow the bones and blow his dirt, and then he's allowed to go in it. Therefore, you're allowed to make an Erev because you can go, he has a way to get in there. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, afilu beis hakvaros. Even in a regular beis hakvaros, you can make an Erev. Why? Because he could go in a wagon. A wagon is a protected thing, and it won't be a oil. He'll go into this, in Agolos, and therefore he's a way to get in there so he can make an Erev there. Now, Taisa speaks out that this that we said, that Lachotz V'Lechol, is going L'Kuli Alma, even according to the Mandi Omar, who holds that you don't, a Yisrael could do B'Tshuma, so maybe a Kayin could do basic forest, because Yisrael could go in there. He says that's not true. That's only with type of food. But when you need a Mokim Erev, this has to become your Mokim Shvisa. If it's in the basic forest, then it can't become your Mokim. Even though it's Royal for Yisrael. Taisa speaks that's a Kuli Alma, you can't make in the basic forest, because you can't, it's the Erev is in one place, you in another place. That doesn't work. Only if it's a food, so it's food for someone else, it's called food. But Lagabi making your Erev in that place, so without this Eitza of coming in a wagon that's mafsik, there shouldn't be oil, it would not be possible to make an Erev in a basic forest, Lekuli Am. Ad Kana Mishnah. Meshachem, the next year we'll start the Gemara. The Gemara starts with a Shiloh of Klolus, that's when you have a Klal, like B'chol Ma'arvin, Chutz Mizeh, is that 100% ironclad, or there's exceptions to the rule?